Across University Hospital Coventry and online, this is Coventry Hospital Radio. Clive Brooks, Coventry Hospital Radio.
Hello, and now we're turning our attention to the Balgrave Theatre in Coventry, a pioneer in something called Theatre in Education, or TIE. It's been 60 years since this approach began, right here in the city. And joining us today, we have Claire Proctor, Education and Young People Producer at the Balgrave Theatre, who's here to tell us a bit more about that journey, how the Balgrave works with young people, and what opportunities are available for the next generation of theatre lovers. So, hi Claire, how are you? And thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us at CHR today.
Hello, I'm good, thank you. And I'm absolutely delighted to join you today to talk about theatre in education and some of the work we do here with children and young people at the Balgrave.
Yeah, I've been so looking forward to this. I know it's 60 years anniversary. We're going to talk about it in a little bit in our chat. But before we get into TIE and the other topics we're going to cover, can you tell me how you end up working for the Balgrave Theatre, how you started? And I know you've been there some years now, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. So I've worked at the Balgrave, I think, for 12 years now, which feels like quite a long time when you say it. But actually, in reality, the breadth of what we do and how we're engaging with schools and young people has just been so exciting that it feels like it's disappeared for me. I came to the Balgrave after having been a teacher. So by profession, I'm a trained English and drama teacher and worked for a fairly short time in formal education before deciding that, that there were perhaps other ways that I would want to work with children and young people through the arts, and was really lucky then to find a role at a local theatre and education company over in Birmingham called Big Brom. And, I remember that Big Brom used to talk about the Balgrave and the origins of TIE. So the Balgrave was really well known to me during that time when I'd relocated to the Midlands. And when the role, education officer role, appeared 12 years ago, I absolutely jumped at the chance to be part of that story and sort of work at the place where theatre and education had begun. So, yeah, that was what brought me here, is that kind of ongoing commitment to work that is centred around children and young people.
Yes, that's fantastic. I mean, I suppose having a teacher's background, it helps a lot develop in the young people on the TIE, doesn't it?
I think so. I think schools do appreciate someone who understands the structures in which teachers are working. So somebody who understands the national curriculum, someone who understands perhaps some of the day-to-day workings of school. I think that is appreciated.
Yeah, I think they all do a fantastic job. My son's just doing the exams now, and I think, God, when he first started to where he is now, they've turned him into a great young man, which is good. So let's start with the basics here. And for everyone who hasn't heard of it before, what exactly is Theatre in Education, or TIE, or TIE?
It's a very good question. So I guess we would say that theatre in education is a discrete art form. So what I mean by that is that it combines live theatre, which has been written specifically for children and young people, and it combines that with participation and exploration. And the children and young people are very much at the centre of that. And theatre and education work, one of the things that's distinct about it is that it goes into school. So it's live theatre performed by professional actor teachers taking part in your school hall. And at the very centre of that, as I say, is a story. And together with the actor teachers, the children get to make sense of that story and make decisions about it and make sense of the world around them fundamentally.
Which sounds fantastic. I mean, I can remember something similar when I was at school going back 30 years. I think, like you said, you heard of the Balgrave Theatre when you used it back in Brum. So actually, the Balgrave Theatre actually pioneered this whole approach 60 years ago. So can you tell us how it all began here in Coventry? Do you know that far back?
Yeah, well, yeah, not personally, but yeah, I know of the story. So, yes, Belgrade did indeed establish, pioneered the TIE company here in 1965. So 60 years ago this year. I understand, you know, at the time there were other practitioners using drama tools to enhance learning elsewhere, notably Brian Way, who founded the Theatre Centre in the 1950s. But this was the first TIE company. And I think what was really important about it is it came at a time when it felt like the world was changing and maybe approaches to education in particular were changing. Of course, the Belgrade had been built 7 years earlier as part of the rebuilding of Coventry following the Second World War. And I think education at the time was also being reimagined nationally. So some of the attitudes towards teaching and learning were changing and what that needed to look like for children and young people. I think it's important to kind of set that context, because into that context came Gordon Valens and some of his other colleagues. And Gordon, I understand, was originally appointed as assistant to the director here at the Belgrade. And I believe that part of his job was to go into local schools and to talk to children and young people about the work that we did here. And I think he noticed that there was something about that engagement that felt a little bit unsatisfactory, that yeah. We were kind of talking at the young people, talking to the young people, rather than engaging with the young people. And I think alongside that, he'd kind of noticed that lots of schools were kind of coming once a year to see a Shakespeare play at the theatre at that time, and many of them didn't know very much about what they were coming to see. And I think he and others saw that there was a real opportunity to reimagine what theatre for children and young people could look like.
Brilliant.
So I understand if you want me to say a little bit more, but in the September 1964, Gordon and then the artistic director of the theatre at the time met with the local education chair of the local education committee, and they discussed a proposal to set up a permanent theatre in education story. And I think, permanent theatre in education company. And I think one of the most exciting things about the story, and I think this really says a lot about Coventry at that time, is that the decision was taken to put a penny on the rates.
Yes.
To raise funds to trial the programme for 12 months. And then that gave birth to TIE at the Belgrade.
Which is fantastic. Brilliant. We're going to come straight back after this little message. Hello, and great. You're joining me again when I'm talking to Claire Proctor from the Educating Young People's produced at the Belgrade Theatre. And we've just been talking about how TIE, training, education in education, can't talk, got the wrong teeth in, how it evolved. But Claire, since then, how has TIE changed or evolved over the decades? And what does it look like today compared to those early days?
That's a good question. I mean, I think theatre and education has been on quite a journey at the Belgrade since 1965, and I'm sure nationally and internationally as well. So I think one of the important things to say is that kind of following the establishment of the company here in 1965, TIE companies sprang up at regional theatres all across the country, and independent theatre and education companies too. And, you know, there are now theatre and education companies in countries all across the world. So it did really become a movement.
Yeah.
The permanent TIE company, theatre and education company, here at the Belgrade, sadly, was disbanded in 1996. But in 1999, the then head of the education team decided to develop Big School, which is, of course, the programme that we are still touring today, 26 years on. And that is a programme for children in year six. And for those of you who are perhaps not familiar with the year groups, that's kind of upper primary, the year just before you go up to secondary school. And the purpose of that programme is to explore together with the children that transition from primary to secondary and what that change might look like and feel like for the children. Because I think what we've identified is that that can be quite a difficult change for a lot of children,
yeah.
And the space to explore that change, to talk about that change, is a really powerful tool in supporting them to make that next step.
Which is brilliant. So roughly how many schools do you visit as part of the big school programme, and what kind of responses do you get from the kids?
Oh gosh, the responses that we get from the children are always really, really clear, deep, profound. So our current program tells the story of a child called Mo. He is the same age as the children in the classroom. His character, and he's about to make the transition to secondary school himself, and he is struggling. And we work together with the children to make sense of why that transition feels challenging for him. And they work with the ACT teachers to give advice to Mo to support him to be ready to make that transition. And honestly, the things that the children say are so profound. We often have children coming onto the set, kneel down in front of Brandon, who's the actor playing Mo this year, and say things like, "It's going to be okay. You'll be all right. You don't need to change who you are. Just be yourself. You're good enough."
Oh wow!
And yeah, really, really, really engaged, deep words of wisdom, and you know, by articulating this advice to this character, you know, they're also giving this advice to each other and themselves.
Yeah. So it must be really powerful to see how the children react to these performances. Can you share a memorable moment or a story from working on big schools? You thought, wow, that was really, really something.
Oh gosh, we've got lots of them across the years, and I think it probably wouldn't be appropriate to share specific examples just because they involve children's journeys. But certainly we've seen the impact of what that work can do and what it means for the children to just have space to, I guess, air some of the things that they are concerned about.
Yeah.
But they're doing it through the perspective of the character of Mo. So it creates a really safe space for them to say, well, Mo is scared of being bullied. Mo is scared that he's not going to make any friends. And feedback often from the teachers really can be very, very moving. You know, they tell us about children who have been finding it incredibly difficult and have been very worried about moving to secondary school, who engage with the work, and then it's like a weight has been taken off their shoulders. They
yeah.
see that they are ready to go, that they can do it.
I think it's brilliant. So that all ties in with theatre in education. So like we said at the start of the segment, it is the 60th anniversary of TIE this year. So how is the Belgrade marking the occasion, and are there any standout events or performances people can look forward to?
So we are going to be marking the 60th anniversary of theatre in education. We're currently looking at the ways that we're going to be doing that, but we are going to be returning to the school that took the first ever TIE programme.
Oh, wow.
So we are going to be working with them on Big School this year, and we'll be joined by three of the four members of the first ever TIE company, Jessica Hill, Anne Lister and Gordon Valens. So they are going to come into the school that they went to 60 years ago,
wow.
And they're going to engage with our current TIE programme. And we're also looking at possibly a small-scale event around the actual anniversary in September of this year as well. So I guess I'd say watch this space.
Yes, that sounds amazing. I bet it's going to be really emotional for them going back to where it all started and see how it is today.
Yeah, 60 years later. And we feel really lucky because obviously those actors, those artists went on a real journey with the work and have helped to make it what it is today and the journey that it went on at the Belgrade. So having them come and engage with what we're doing today just feels amazing. It's really exciting.
Fantastic. So more broadly, what opportunities are there for young people to get involved with the Belgrade Theatre, both on the stage and behind the scenes? And if any young person in Coventry is listening and thinking, I'd love to get involved in that, what's the best way for them to start?
I'd like to think that we run a very large programme of work for children and young people. I think the most obvious thing to recommend is, if you're interested in theatre, is to perhaps come and join a local youth theatre. We run several here at the Belgrade called our theatre hubs, starting from the age of 5 and going up to 19 for our youth provision. Those are weekly sessions. So for our junior groups, which are 5 to 7 and 8 to 11, those run termly. And for our senior youth groups, which are 11 to 14 and 14 to 19, that's an annual programme. And at the end of the year, those two groups get to perform a piece of theatre in our B2 auditorium, in our B2 theatre. All of the information about those programmes can be found on the Belgrade website. We also run Belgrade Ensemble, which is an actor training programme for older young people as well, that's part of our talent development programme. Lots and lots and lots of opportunities. We run careers insight days where you can get to meet professionals who work here in the building and find out about what it is we do here and how you might access routes into working in professional theatre or the arts. My advice would always be, if you are interested in working in theatre or you're interested in what we do here at the Belgrade, please get in touch, because we'll always be happy to talk to you and to try and signpost you to the right programme or provision for you.
Yeah, which is brilliant. I spoke to Joao Equa on my show a couple of weeks ago, and she has some fantastic advice as well for young people who want to get into the theatre. So that was Claire Proctor, education and young people's producer at the Belgrade Theatre. She was from the Belgrade Theatre, talking about their brilliant work with young people and the legacy of 60 years of theatre in education, or TOI, T-I-E. If you'd like to find out more, you can head to their website, belgrade.co.uk, or check out their social medias for upcoming shows and youth opportunities.
Clive Brooks, Coventry Hospital Radio. Across University Hospital Coventry and online, this is Coventry Hospital Radio.